T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sometimes it's just nice to wake up with a big old smile on your face. Good morning from the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Friday morning and the unofficial start of summer. This weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Spezzano and Sandy on The Buzz. Scott Spezzano, Sandy Waters.
Hello.
Hello.
And the beginning of the Buzzin' 80s weekend here on The Buzz.
What are your plans for Memorial Day weekend? Because they say this is going to be the busiest, or third busiest, I should say.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend since 2000.
Oh, you're asking busiest. Me? Yeah, asking me.
Just anybody. 818-2899.
Yeah.
And would you opt for what people are choosing to do is a lot different than years past. Instead of the chill out beach vacations, if you're like going away, let's whatever. People are choosing more adventurous things like riding ATVs, going horseback riding.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
What else? Whitewater rafting?
Sure. Yeah, those kind of adventurous things.
Sounds like something you would definitely not do.
Right.
Right, right, right. Guess what I'm doing?
Any of them? Horseback riding. What are you doing?
I'm going to a trailer park to vacation for a couple of days.
Oh, see, you're doing the chill out.
I'm a vacation for people who don't live in trailer parks and going to a trailer park.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to Fairhaven, right? To the camper?
Yeah.
For the weekend?
Yeah. I don't think that'll ever change.
It won't? Really? People who have gone on beach chill out vacations are now opting for more adventure.
I guess this isn't a vacation. This is just a weekend. And if we were to go on a vacation.
No, but a weekend. It's like, okay, you're choosing to go and sit in a chair and watch the water. It's actually more you to go hang gliding or ATVing.
Yeah. Specifically for Memorial Day and 4th of July and Labor Day. It's definitely centered around, it's definitely centered around sticking there. But like every weekend, we like try to do something a little different. Like one weekend, we'll go to the Renaissance Festival. And that's kind of an adventure. It's definitely an adventure. You know, another time we'll go up to Sackett's Harbor and go to the fort there and take Allie, because now she's old enough where we're doing that. So we got all these plans this year to do little things, cool. Little off the beaten path.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. Yeah, the off the beaten path kind of adventure.
That's great. That's
more
great.
And more people are saying they're doing, and you're in Europe. More people are traveling to Europe than ever before, they're saying.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know if than ever before. I may have just exaggerated that, but it's been a huge spike in
travel abroad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look at that. Anyone exciting things you're doing this weekend? Adventurous things? Let us know.
I saw 59% of us will definitely be barbecuing and gathering in one spot.
Mm.
You know, getting the grill out. Pool noodles are hard to find right now, huh?
It's only half of us.
59%.
Yeah.
Okay,
about a little 60%. Over half.
Yeah.
What's everybody else doing?
I don't know. What are you doing?
Working.
Don't say that. I know. Some people do have to work.
You
obviously.
Have to work. Yeah. So those are the people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, we got lots to do this morning. We're going to kick off the weekend. I can't wrap my head around that this is the official, like, unofficial kickoff to summer. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's light out. I mean, it's notice lately that it's gets so lighter earlier now. It's lighter later, and the whole package days are long. What was the longest day is June 21st or something like that? And, so much to do. Kick off the weekend. We're going to talk about our Buzzin' 80s weekend. I have to tell everybody right now, I can see what Sandy is wearing, and it's absolutely fantastic.
It is. I know.
And I want to know the story about what you're eating. What's you're happening? Wearing for our Buzzin' 80s weekend. Anyway, it's Spaziano and Sandy. Listen, we need to go over this, because if you're making plans to go on your adventure, today, sunny 67. Tomorrow, sunny 75. Saturday, sunny 78. Sunday, 78 degrees. Monday, 82. Tuesday, 83. Wednesday, 84. Thursday, 85.
Perfect. I love it. He stopped and looked at me. I'm like, what? Okay.
Ooh. Well, I just thought you were going to swoon.
Waiting for a standing ovation.
Not about the performance, but here is a woman who's like a lizard who likes to lay on a rock.
I love it.
And you're just like,
so
whatever. Big deal. All right. We'll be back at 6:05 in the Buzz. Stare at that. It's 89 to Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, welcome to Friday morning. Welcome to the beginning of the wonderful, wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Welcome to kick off the weekend Friday at 8:30 this morning, the first on planet Earth to kick this great long weekend off. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. And the kickoff to the Buzzin' 80s weekend. On 98.9 The Buzz, the music will completely consume you. There is no reason why you just can't have it rolling all weekend long, because we're going to blow your mind.
Oh, I cannot freaking wait. We were talking to our boss, Dan. Well, first he's like, what do you think about this idea? I'm like, listen, Dan, I am an 80s girl. Yes, I am all about this. And I know we play the 80s on The Buzz already.
Oh, we're going deep, though.
Digging deep. He was like, okay, so what do you think of these songs? I was showing everybody here at the office, and everybody was like, oh my God, I haven't heard that song in forever. So it's going to be one of those kind of weekends.
Yes, all the way through Monday, all right? Up until we come back on Tuesday. It's just going to slam it in there. And by the way, the shirt you're wearing today, this T-shirt is...
awesome, right?
Stellar, epic. It's totally gnarly. It's mint. It's tubular. It's grody.
Even more than my Bart Simpson, I'm Bart Simpson, who the hell are you shirt.
Yes, is what it is.
I got in trouble at school when I wore this at Grease Athena.
Wait, this is...
back in the day in the 80s. This is my shirt from the 80s. It was a lot bigger on me then.
Oh my God. Can I just describe it quick? What color is that? It's like a kind of off teal.
No, it's a white shirt.
It's white. Oh, it must be your lights. Anyway. Okay. And it's got a giant Bart Simpson on it with a word bubble that says, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
And I remember gym class. Gosh, which gym teacher was it? Oh, in the 80s. I don't know. If you're listening, call me and tell me you were the one to yell at me. But anyhow, I remember I walked into gym class and I'm wearing the shirt, right?
Yeah,
what's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, Sandra, I never get in trouble, by the way. As you know, I'm a goody-goody.
No.
I vividly remember this because I got in trouble. Take that shirt off. Right, not take that shirt off. They didn't say that, obviously.
Jeez.
They said, get your mother, call your mother. She needs to bring you another shirt or wear that inside out.
And like, wear it inside out?
Yeah, because it says the word hell. And I go, listen, my mom is not going to drive her little Italian butt over here to bring me a new outfit. No way will she.
I doubt you said it like
that. She's just not going to do that.
What did you really say?
I had to turn it inside out.
I love it.
Because my mom, I'm telling you, I don't know if your mom would drop off a new shirt for you, but mine wouldn't. So I had to wear my shirt inside out all day, and I felt like the biggest rebel just because it said...
They didn't give it because it said hell. Imagine if you went to Mercy. You'd never let me out.
Oh, my God. Now this is like toned down. But anyhow, wait. Listen to this.
What?
The sound of the 80s.
What is that? A track pants?
Yeah.
You got the Adidas track pants and the stripes on the side.
Ah! And they're about to pop because these are my track pants from when I was a kid. Again,
pop.
They were a lot.
Are they breakaway pants?
No.
Oh.
But they will be breakaway pants because my butt is a little tight in these. And my thighs.
Don't walk too fast. You'll start a fire.
I know. So anyhow,
I looked for something 80s to wear this morning, and honestly, now that I think of it, there's a t-shirt that I found from 19, and it even has the date on it, 1980 something, Newport Jazz Festival at CMAC.
Where is it? Why aren't you wearing it?
It's at the lake. I had brought it up there, old t-shirts. I'm like, this is vintage.
God.
It's up at the camper.
You had one job, to show up looking buzzing 80s.
Back in 1982, I'm living in Boston. I went to a thrift shop, or, you know, like a funky, back then, vintage clothes store back then.
Yeah.
Which is weird because now it's even double vintage.
Yeah.
I bought a tuxedo jacket with, a tuxedo jacket. And me and this girl named Shannon, who used to work at the radio station in Boston, and I we went and got, well, drunk. Okay. And then we got some paint, some acrylic paint, and paint splattered the jacket.
I remember that.
I still
jacket.
Have it. I still have it.
You would wear it.
I still have it.
When I first started.
Like, I'd take like a fork and put it in paint and just put a fork mark on the jacket. And it was all all different colors. It was, you know how the 80s was like colorful everything, right?
Where is that?
I have it. It's in my closet. But it doesn't fit anymore.
Oh, it's like my track pants.
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, I'm ready to
what?
Split the back, but it's okay. You and I will be like Hulk Hogan by the end. Not Hulk Hogan. Sorry. Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk. Yes.
The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, God. Well, I'm just going to get. I can't wait for this to start. It's just going to be so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get your slap bracelets ready to go, and your Trapper Keepers and your Walkmans, because we're going to be rocking the 80s all weekend long here on 98.9 The Buzz. I'm Spisano and Sandy.
All right, good or bad parenting is coming up. We're going to judge. Now, this is something that I witnessed at the store waiting in line at Marshall's.
Oh.
I'm with my 13-year-old daughter. The woman in front of me had her teenager, I don't know how old, maybe 16, mm-hmm. I don't know. Her teenager was on her phone, of course, and the wallpaper that was on her teenager's phone, the mom responded to it like, oh my God, that's so cute. It is not cute. I wanted to intervene and say, Mom, this is your time to step in and tell your teenager that is the worst wallpaper on her phone she could possibly ever have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bring it up here, good or bad parenting, and you tell me whose side you're on.
You're on the cool side or the prude patrol?
Stop it!
Yeah, great example of our buzzin' 80s weekend all weekend long here on 98.9 A Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
Okay. So now, you know, as a parent, even in a relationship, any relationship, you have to pick and choose your battles, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see if this is a battle we should pick. Now, it might seem trivial, it might seem no big deal, but let's look at the long term, the deep reason why your child would choose to put this as their wallpaper on their phone. Do you need to intervene?
Good parent or bad parent?
Now, you said you were at Marshy's.
I was at Marshy's, and you know how there's always a long line at Marshall's for some reason? I call it Marshy's. Nobody else does. Why do you throw your hands up? You've never been to Marshy's?
Yeah, I've never. To have that observation would mean I had to go there so many times that I have not.
Are you saying I have a Marshy's problem?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I probably do. Anyhow, so I'm waiting in line with my 13-year-old. Okay. And there was a mom and daughter in front of us. Now, mm-hmm. the daughter was changing the wallpaper on her phone, okay, to a picture of herself. She showed her mom, and her mom was like, oh my gosh, you look so beautiful. I loved it. And I wanted to say, no, Mom, you don't love it. You tell her, get that wallpaper off your phone because you look like an egocentric brat.
What?
Who puts a wallpaper of themselves?
What? Wait, what's your wallpaper?
It's like the family, not just me.
Oh, you're on there too, huh?
Maybe I'm out of line here, but I'm thinking, is this narcissistic or confidence? I see it as narcissistic tendencies. If you're going to have a picture of just yourself on your phone.
Right.
No.
No.
You're just, no, I don't like it. It looked weird. It was weird. And then it gave me the opportunity to look at my daughter, 13 years old, who does have pictures of just herself on her wall.
Yeah.
And I think that's weird.
That's nice. But
I had a conversation. I said, don't you dare do that.
So you think it's bad parenting to let your kid have a picture of themselves on their screensaver, on their phone, on their wallpaper?
I feel like this is the battle you should pick. I feel like if your child has a picture of just themselves, if I saw my kids have it, it looks self-absorbed.
Wow.
And that is not how I'm raising my kids.
I see. That is a battle you do. That's you don't pick that battle.
Really?
No. 8182899. They could put anything they want on the front of their phone.
What is on your phone as your wallpaper?
Mine?
Is it a picture of you? Just you? Let me see. I can't even see it. Oh, it's just the sky. It's the lake.
It's like a filtered purpley sunset. Sunrise, actually, in Florida.
Actually, now, I'm judging that your family is at your wallpaper.
Well,
but
this is my other one. This is come on. There
we go. Oh, it's little Ellie.
Yeah, I have Ellie.
Okay,
on there.
See, that's normal.
Yeah.
But if it was just if you showed me your phone and it was just a picture of yourself looking all hot, you know, at your peak in the 80s, that would be weird.
As an adult, yeah. But as a teenager, to have them to have their picture on their phone, I think it's not bad parenting. It'd be bad parenting to tell them to take it off.
No, I see a teenager. You have to intervene. You got to get in there. When they're teenagers, thinking that's okay. You don't see narcissism all over that?
No, I don't see narcissism at all. I see confidence, and there's nothing more important than having a bit of self-esteem when you're a teenage girl. 818-2899.
It cannot be a picture of just you. Yep. I am sorry. Photoshop a friend in there. Put mom in the background. Something.
Your calls are coming in at 818-2899. I can see them right now. Hold the line, guys. We'll get you on here. We'll be back at 6:36 on the bus.
Sometimes I think it's not a good thing to feed into your kid's ego. I think this is an extreme. I think this is too much. You don't agree, Scotty?
I do not agree.
Good or bad parenting, we're deciding because I saw this teenage girl in Marshall's, if you're just joining us, and she was changing the wallpaper on her phone, and she changed it to a picture of herself, just her. It's just her face.
Yeah.
And her mom looks up and goes, oh my God, you look so beautiful. That's great.
There you go.
I wanted to be like, no, who has a picture of just themselves on their wallpaper?
Good parent or bad parent?
At 818-2899 is the number. Hello, good morning, Abaz. Good or bad parenting, what do you think?
Oh, good morning, guys. Hello. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tim. What's up, man?
You know, same nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're here with us.
Yes, exactly.
We are nonsense.
Exactly. Bunch of holes, two tunes. You know?
that's like a one-liner Don line.
That's a one-liner Don
line. I miss Don. Yeah. I miss hearing that.
Yeah. He was on yesterday.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Sandy, I have to say it's good parenting.
Yes.
To let your kid have a picture of just themselves, a selfie of just themselves on their wallpaper.
Listen, Sandy, in the months that I haven't called in, I have changed. I'll text you, I'll tell you. You'll actually be really happy. The reason why I say it's good parenting is with the new job, I deal a lot with mental health and a lot of teenagers having mental health issues.
Mm.
It could be a self-esteem thing, like Scott was saying.
Yeah.
It could be a kid who is down on herself, gets bullied at school, and looking at a picture of her on her background as her phone, on her phone, could be something for her to say, I'm a brave individual. This is me. I'm not changing. This is who I am.
Plus, if you leave your phone on the table at the cafeteria, you just shake it and you know which one's yours.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a very good point, Scott. Thank you for that. Why not put your math score on there? If you got 100 on a math test. How about that? That'll build your confidence.
Sure.
I had flip phones when I was in school, so plus my math scores weren't anything to brag about.
I know, neither were mine. That was a very bad
example. Which flip phone?
Do
you have a regular flip phone, like a Nokia or a StarTAC? Like StarTAC. Everybody wanted a StarTAC phone.
I
got to take another one, mate. Take it easy, Tim.
Thanks.
All right, enjoy the buzzing 80s weekend. All right. Hi to Buzz. What's going on? Good morning. Is it good or bad parenting to wipe that wallpaper off your kid's phone because their pictures on the front?
To
not say anything. All right.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hey, Ray.
That's good parenting. You answered it. You pretty much answered your own question, and it's a teenager. you posting your family as a wallpaper, that's what you're going to do. You're a married woman. You got your children. You're happy with your children.
Yeah.
I'm going to post, put it as a wallpaper. Also, as a wallpaper, the majority of the time, she and maybe some of her close friends are going to be the only ones that see it.
I cannot believe I'm the only one who thinks this is so bad. This is this is opening up the Pandora's box. If it's all about you, be self-absorbed. There would be no way in heck.
Okay, but flip it to yourself now. Some people might look at you or see your wallpaper saying, she thinks she's all that. She's got to put wallpaper her family.
I got a family?
Yeah, I wish I had a family.
It's all the way you view it. Yeah. And as a teenager, especially a teenage girl, good for her.
And you know what? She probably is going to change it 17 times by Saturday.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
The Parrot is good. 99. The Buzz.
Darn it. I so thought everybody was... Every time I walk in, and I think you're all going to agree with me, nobody freaking does. I'm changing my wallpaper to just me. Ooh.
No, I would not do that. God. That would make me sick every time.
Why'd you change to Bart Simpson that's on your shirt today?
I'm ready for the Buzzin' 80 weekend.
Me too. 99 to Buzz. Are you like completely peaced out already and it's Friday? And it's like, nah, forget it. You know, traffic is usually lighter. People are like scooting out of town or getting ready for a Memorial Day. It's just like, hello, hello, hello. 99 to Buzz. Hey.
You're abandoning your family on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, your guilt witch isn't going to work on me.
Don't you have a party? A barbecue. That's what it's all about. No. Get together with family. Remember the lives we lost because they served time in the military.
Hey, guilt witch. Don't guilt witch me. It ain't
going
to happen.
You're going up to the lake.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go to a camper.
You're leaving everybody behind.
Everybody being...
I don't know. Your family.
What family?
You got sister-in-law, brother-in-law,
they have
couple.
A pool. They have a pool.
Why aren't they hosting?
I don't care.
What if they hosted a party and they said, listen.
I wouldn't want to go.
You wouldn't go?
No, I wouldn't want to
you
go.
You can't say no to somebody, a family's Memorial Day party.
But I'd much rather have them come up to the camper and have fun up there. It's more fun up there. Way more fun up there.
Well, host everybody.
Nah.
Actually, I'm teasing you, but I thought we were skipping Memorial Day weekend too as a family.
You guys? Yeah.
Yes, because my mom, sister, and niece are actually flying home from Italy. I know, they're so fancy.
They're coming back this weekend?
They're coming back and they're getting in town Saturday at midnight.
Oh, well.
So I'm like, they're going to be exhausted. We're not going to do it this weekend. And then I told my husband, babe, this is a lazy weekend for us. We got no obligations.
What was he like?
He was like, great. And then all of a sudden, my younger sister's like, no, I'm going to host. We should all see each other on Monday.
Guys.
We all need to get together. I'm like, darn it.
You guys
you can't
get together.
Say no to family.
You guys cannot. Get together every Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If you don't get together on Saturday, what's going to happen?
I'm telling you, somebody else, if somebody in your family hosts a Memorial Day party, there's no way in hell you could say no. So if your sister-in-law all of a sudden said, Scott, that's it.
You know what? No. You know what it is? Our holiday parties are the birthdays. There's a lot of birthdays in July, and we all get together in the family.
Oh, God, I hope your sister-in-law calls you and says she's having a big party.
This weekend?
Yep.
No, not going
and on. I hope.
I know. You wish the worst on me and try to guilt me. This is great.
Well, because it'll be funny then.
No, it won't. There is going to be the most amazing weather, whether you're getting together or just like laying low. Sunny 67 today. Sunny 75 Saturday. Sunday 78 and sun. Monday 82. There's your Memorial Day. And it's going to be even warmer all next week.
Perfect Summer for Scott's here. Sister-in-law's pool.
Stop it. What you gonna do is dance. Yeah, 99 to Buzz, Susanna and Sandy. It's Friday, kicking off the weekend and kicking off the Memorial Day weekend. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. I can just say sunny and close to 70 today, and then sunny every day, like right through Memorial Day. And every day it's going to jump up like 5 degrees, 75, 78, 82 by Monday. Awesome. Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging out with us here this morning. And we'll be kicking off the Buzzin' 80s weekend. Sandy is wearing her Bart Simpson t-shirt from when you were a kid.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes, this is original.
This is an original I'm Bart Simpson.
It is. That's probably worth the money. It's vintage. But, you know, here we are Friday, loving everything, loving the day, loving the weather, loving all of our Buzz listeners. And I just want to take an opportunity to say thank you so much for listening to the show, to believing in the show. We have made so many great friends. Like, we had Tim and Ray call up this morning.
Incredible. Yeah. Like, it is really, truly a family. And I hope you feel that way, too, when you listen. And like Scotty said, we so appreciate you.
Yeah.
But we wanted to just take a second because we know he's listening right now. And you know, one-liner Don, Chuchaloon, Donzo from Gates.
Yeah.
He has so many names. He calls into the show. So many listeners actually ask for Don, which is crazy.
Well, Tim asked about him earlier.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, well, where's Don? It's like, okay. Because he really is the funny one on the show, Don. And I know you're listening right now. And we just wanted to say we love you. And we're rooting for you. Don is going through a rough time right now. We don't want to go too much into it, not because we don't want to disrespect him. But we just want to say that you are part of our family. And we love you so much. And
you are loved and you are appreciated. And I realized that when years ago, our boys went to preschool together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don actually has some good gossip on you.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
He knows past girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People have those, you know. Like, it's so scandalous.
I know, but he knows good stuff about your relationship. But anyhow, so, we just wanted to
give some love.
Yeah, give some love to Don because we love him so much.
Here's another one we love.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you for being our friend, man.
In regards to Sandy wearing her Bart Simpson shirt, hey, eat my shorts, man.
Oh, eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts. Oh, my God.
I got in trouble for this because it says hell on it. I had to turn the shirt inside out.
Yeah, say the phrase.
It says, I'm Bart Simpson, who the hell are you? And my gym teacher got so mad, I had to wear the shirt for the rest of the day at school inside out because it offended people.
That's funny.
And this shirt is giant yellow Bart Simpson head and t-shirt. It's just like, it takes up the entire front of her shirt. It's
awesome. We all had it, right? We all have this shirt.
Yeah. All right. You got any requests for the 80s, Buzzin' 80s weekend? Like, I got a place, so we're going to deep dive.
Whatever you want, man. Footloose. Go Footloose.
Footloose is good.
Footloose is a good one.
Yeah. We've been drumming up trying to think of...
Get the heart pumping, you know, get people to drive a little faster, get the hell out of the way, all that good stuff. It's beautiful.
Thanks, Pat. David Goodman, thanks for being... Right. Hey, I'm going to play this for you. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being a friend, man. Thank you. And all of our... Fired Up Trish, and of course, Donzo, like we're talking about, and who else? Oh, my God, Joanne.
Jolene.
Car Noise Jolene. She always calls in during a Judgment Zone, and it's always like... Oh, it must be Jolene. She's in outer space right now.
Oh, God, Sinclair. I mean, the list goes on and on. We just love you all so much.
You want to be a regular call-up, give yourself a nickname. Okay, 818-2899, because we're going to have you call for Jerker Justified in a few minutes.
Can you, you know what? A part of me wants to put you on trail, but no, we'll keep it as what it is. Leon, getting out of town for Memorial Day. But why do you love going to Memorial Day parties? Is it to get together with the family? Is it to, you know, what the day is supposed to be, remembering those who fought and lost their lives in the military?
Right.
Or is it the food?
Mm.
If you take away one of those things, does it ruin the Memorial Day?
Okay, it's coming up. You'll get to vote Jerker Justified. We got traffic news, couple of tunes, and no commercials. Don't forget the beginning of the Buzzin' 80s weekend's coming up. Here's at 99 to Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy. Amherst's playoff winning streak ended at 7 games. They lost last night to Hershey. Series is tied 1 each, and now the games come back to Rochester Saturday and Monday. Saturday sold out.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. I know. That's going to be wild.
Yeah, so go Amherst. It's 99 to Buzz, Fiziano and Sandy. And your Judgment Zone, your Jerker Justified is on the way here.
You have to decide. Can you have a Memorial Day barbecue without the barbecue?
Find the details coming up next on 99 to Buzz. It's Fiziano and Sandy. It's 98.9 The Buzz.
And I guess that's why they call it the blue.
You'll be feeling blue if you remove this from your Memorial Day party.
Good one.
Or justified.
You like that? You like that little segue, Scott? Did I impress you?
Would that be the blue light?
Oh! Mm. Oh, gosh. Yeah, what could you remove from the Memorial Day party that would make you feel like, is blue light the thing?
Yeah, I'd be bummed. Well, I need my labats.
Marissa messaged us and said that she's hosting Memorial Day. She always does in the family. Friends, family, everybody comes over. Mm. Okay, Memorial Day barbecue. Now, she said that the grill just broke this week.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband said, well, gosh, we got to quick go get a new grill, right?
Yeah, got to go to Lowe's.
Memorial Day party. And now Maria said that she doesn't want to rush out and buy a new grill when they probably are going to be the most expensive right now because money is tight.
Are you telling me?
She wants to bake a lasagna.
For Memorial Day? No grill?
No, girl. She doesn't want to let her husband. Of course, this is a big debate in the house. Her husband's like, you cannot host Memorial Day without grilling.
Right.
Burgers, hot dogs,
something,
you know, sausage.
Ribs, whatever. Anything.
She is like, I don't want to spend the money right now. This is the worst time to buy a grill. I'll just bake a lasagna. It doesn't matter. The point of the party is to get together. So this is a big point of contention in their relationship. So she wants to bring it up here. Jerk or justified if she were to serve lasagna.
Jesus.
Burger.
It's like, what? No.
And then a side little note that she didn't mention until the very end when I was going back and forth with her. She's a vegetarian and doesn't even like burgers. She doesn't even do the Impossible Burgers or anything.
Is she doing a veggie lasagna?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right. What kind of lasagna? I don't know if she's doing a veggie lasagna or two. I don't know. But I just know that this is why the grill doesn't mean anything to her. Like, she could live without a grill for the rest of her life and she'll be completely fine.
God.
So, Maria, what do you think? Is she jerk or justified?
818-2899. All right. So, you're going to vote right now. Give us a call.
Breakfast Buzz in the morning. 98.9 The Buzz.
Can you have a Memorial Day barbecue without the barbecue part? So just to catch you up, just in case you're just joining us, Maria messaged us and said that her grill broke. Okay, her husband's like, I got to go get a new grill before our Memorial Day party. Yeah, she's like, no, I'm going to bake a lasagna instead. We don't need the grill. It's fine.
818-2899. Is that jerk or justified? Come on.
Jerk or justified.
Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Jerk, are you kidding me?
Jeez. I do love lasagna more than I do burgers.
What'd you say?
She's probably one of those mothers back in the 1960s that thought fluoride was in the water as a Russian plot.
Wow, you're going to be perfect for our Buzzin' 80s weekend, man. We're going to go way back. Okay. So, you can say, come on. What's a better opportunity to celebrate America and our fallen and getting together for the first time of summer with lasagna? Nothing better.
Don't see what the problem is.
You gotta do a grill. It's the American way. My gosh, seriously? Lasagna?
And it's probably vegetarian lasagna, too. Okay, man, thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Good morning, The Buzz. Happy Memorial Day, Jerk or Justified.
Happy Memorial Day, guys.
Yes.
Totally, Laura. You might as well date your first cousin and go to the barbecue and do that, for God's sake.
Come on, tell me that doesn't happen anyway.
Oh, I would with lasagna, I'd bring my cousin, but no, you got a barbecue. That's wrong, and they got them on sale right now at Lowe's.
I know.
They're like,
they're blowing
them out.
$100. Go get yourself a grill. Get some Weber.
Yeah, get a Weber for $79. Come on.
She's going to be humiliated. Wait until tomorrow. Or Monday. Tuesday when we talk to you guys again.
I know. We'll see what happens.
Oh, God.
We'll be right back.
So
okay.
Funny.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. Ooh, Maria. sorry.
What does she think? And you said right at the end she slipped in that she's vegetarian. She doesn't like grilling anyways. It's like, are you going to deny that to your family?
Okay, so Maria, I'm sorry. You got to let your husband dish out the cash.
It's not about it's not about the cash. It's about everybody else. It's a party!
It's the Jerk or Justified.
98.9. Oh, God.
So insane. That is the smallest part of the holiday.
What?
The smallest part of the holiday is the actual grill. It's really about our fallen soldiers and appreciating each other and family.
Yes.
And you all say, that's so messed up. So messed up. Okay.
I have something to, I've been doing a deep dive since like yesterday afternoon into our Buzzin' 80s weekend that starts and runs all weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I want to, can I do a little digging here in the next couple of breaks? This is going to be fun.
Oh, please. This is the, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I haven't heard it in forever kind of music. Okay. Think of that one song too. That one song, that one 80s song that you could put on replay over and over starting right now all the way through the Memorial Day weekend. What would that song be?
Wasn't it Barbie Girl your husband did on the radio for like 40 hours?
That, but that was in 80s.
I know. So thank God.
It's not an option.
All right. Hey, we'll come back. We got traffic news, couple of tunes, no commercials. Yeah. Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. Zan and Sandy coming up on 8 o'clock. Going to kick off the weekend about a half hour from now. Woo! Kick off the weekend where we play Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes just once a week. And that will be then. So let's keep it right there. And of course, our Buzzin' 80s weekend is on the way, too. I got calls coming in, Sandy. Good morning to Buzz.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. You too. So, I'm actually starting the Memorial Day weekend off tonight by seeing Debbie Gibson over at Seneca Niagara Casino.
That's right. She's in Niagara Falls tonight.
Yeah, she was there last night, too.
Really? Debbie Gibson, Sandra. Yeah.
Did you say that you went to go?
She's going.
See her? Oh, you're going
tonight.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's Deborah, not Debbie. Remember, did she say she wants to be known as Deborah now?
I think she changed it back to Debbie.
Yeah.
Because now she wants to be young again.
Well, then you can keep the buzz on the whole time and listen to all our great buzzing 80s weekend music on the way up.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. Oh my gosh.
Would that be the song that you would put on replay over and over, a Debbie Gibson song?
It would probably have to actually be a New Kids on the Block song.
Ah, there you go. Sandy, name a Debbie Gibson song.
Lost in My Eyes.
All right.
I get lost in your...
Yeah, but that was a ballad.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. What song? What other song? Give me another one.
Only in My Dreams.
Only in my dreams. Yeah, man. That's going to be crazy tonight. We'll have a fun at that Seneca Niagara.
The New Kids song I really want to play on repeat is probably The Right Stuff.
The Right Stuff, yeah.
Of course.
Epic.
Of course.
You'll hear it on The Buzz, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah. There you go, Debbie Gibson. Yeah. Oh, my God. Remember that song?
When you hear that, come on!
Oh my God! You like this? Our Buzzin' 80s weekend starts a little bit later on, all weekend long, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all the way through your barbecues and stuff. So, no, stop. I've got more.
My daughter would be like, that's cringeworthy.
Yeah, it's definitely cringeworthy. So, hey, here's the deal. I've just been loading up some of the most blow your mind 80s. Like, I just got a little preview of it coming up in just a few minutes here.
That I can sing to?
Yeah, no.
I can sing to it?
No.
No?
In your head.
All right.
In your head. The Buzz, Susanna Sandy. It's the Buzzin' 80s weekend. I found it for Donzo.
Oh, yeah. It's one line for Don from Gates. This is for you.
Remember Fat Boys and Beach Boys?
It is so spectacularly cheesy.
Don's doing the Watusi right now.
Yes.
Yes, everything 80s all weekend long on the Buzz. Today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, too. Yep.
He thought we were so cool singing.
Oh, God. So
there was a woman I met last weekend, and she was like, gosh, I just love your music so much. She actually, I was slightly offended because she apologized for it. She goes, I am so sorry to say this, but I love you guys, and I love the Buzz, the music. And I go, wait a minute, why did you freaking apologize?
Guilty
like
pleasure,
this is my livelihood here. I appreciate that. You don't have to apologize. And she goes, no, because it took me a while to get over the fact that I grew up listening to those songs.
So I'm digging.
I know. But once you're here, you're here. And just own it. We love this.
Yeah, man. And we play everything all the time. We don't repeat a song all day long. Okay, remember this one? You remember this? Pretty Poison, not Janet Jackson. That sound, that 80s sound, you know.
Best.
I've been digging deep.
What would you say is the song you could listen to on repeat all weekend? Can you single out just one 80s song?
No, I can't. Catch me, I'm falling.
Oh, that reminds me of like high school dances.
Oh, how about this one? I got the best story about Milli Vanilli. We brought him to our, I don't know, whatever jam it was. And we had it at the Blue Cross Arena. And those guys got into a punching fist fight, like, backstage. We had to break them apart because they just found out that they, like... Because Milli Vanilli, like, there's a whole scandal where they really didn't sing.
They lip-sync.
Yeah, they didn't sing anything. They're just two actors that had dreadlocks.
So at the jam, that's when it was discovered? Like, everybody, that's like, when the news broke out?
Yeah, like that day or something like that. Oh, my God.
We might be having, I don't know, are we the only ones having so much fun with this, or is everybody else? 818-2899.
Okay.
For me, the song on repeat would be, and it's tough because I love me some Van Halen and Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Cyndi Lauper. But Stevie Wonder, I just called to say.
Really?
I love that. I can't get enough of. Right now, that comes to mind, even though it's really hard because I love me some Madonna too.
Oh my God.
But come on.
Right here?
Yeah.
Oh,
when the kids
God.
Are fighting, I'll turn this song really loud.
No New Year's and Day.
And dance around the kitchen as the kids are being miserable.
This is like the saddest song ever. Why would you play this?
Because I just come to say I love you. I love you no matter if you're miserable kids or not.
Okay. I got one. Okay. Who did Ghostbusters?
Oh, Ghostbusters. Bobby Brown.
Ray Parker Jr.
What?
But there was another song that he did that a lot of people were like, oh. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Saxophone. Do we have saxophones anymore?
Yeah, I got one.
In our music.
Remember this one? I can't wait for the buzzing 80s weekend. Everything 80s, like all weekend long here. I'm Spazam and Sammy and the Buzz. This song is going to be in your head all day. And it's going to like corkscrew your brain and you're going to hate us.
Baby, I can't wait.
So as you listen all weekend, your Memorial Day parties, mom, sing out loud, embarrass your children.
Hi, the boys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are doing this, and I'm not sure if I'm correct with the years, but I would have said something from Rick James.
Rick James? I'll play Rick James anyway. I don't care if it's the 80s or not. Rick James is the 80s. Yeah, Rick James is the 80s. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Rick James, 70s, 80s, right?
Yeah.
Like what Rick James song?
Oh, my God. Super Freak or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Rick James, he's got that beat, man. You just want to...
Oh, wow. Excellent.
You just want to what? Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm Rick James. All right. It's Pizzan and Sandy. Good morning. 98.9 to Buzz. Do not forget to tune in all weekend long for our Buzz in 80s weekend. And I think it's going to be big. Hey.
Understanding your money with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
And so here she is. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Good morning. I just want to go on the record for all of our listeners in your greater Rochester area.
Yes.
That Sandy had proposed last week that we talk about the debt ceiling. And I squashed her like a bug.
Yes.
And I was like, no one cares about the debt ceiling yet. I'll talk to you in a week.
Uh-huh.
And then she just said to me, I wanted to talk about it last week, and now why this week?
Last week, both Scott and Jill were like, that's boring. Who wants to hear about that?
Hey, your other boring one was the state budget. It's like, who cares?
Oh, that's boring. Thank God we didn't talk about that. Oh, my God.
Okay, now we're down to the wire. Yeah, now we're down to the wire, and it's turning into a hostage situation. What's going on here? What is it?
I don't really know why the negotiation is stalled. So I'm not inside the room. None of us is. The only way that we know about it is that both sides are leaking stuff. You just don't know what's real. What I do know is real is that next week, June 1st, the United States government has to make certain payments. And there's $47 billion that have to go to Medicare providers.
Okay.
Like, the doctors who are doing the good work will not get paid. There is money that's supposed to go to veterans. Like, oh, happy Memorial Day weekend, gang. We're about to stiff veterans and spouses of people who died. Thank you very much, yeah, America.
Right.
We have military pay and retirement benefits. And then we have civil service retirement benefits. So, I mean, I am talking about just in next Thursday. Is that Thursday, June 1st? Yeah. Next Thursday. Let me just do a quick math. 47, 57, 67. So we have about $75 billion that we have to pay.
Okay.
Then on the following day, June 2nd, we have $25 billion in Social Security benefits. Oh, just 67 million Americans are impacted by that. Then people who say to me, like, well, it'll just restart. But, you know, there is a big chunk of people in this country whose main form of income on which they rely, they don't have 401ks and they don't have pensions. They rely on Social Security to pay their own bills. So the cascading effect that gets very scary is that if a lot of people are not receiving the income they need, then there's not enough spending in the economy. And then all of a sudden, instead of saying, all right, we just to keep the, let's keep the economy moving, we're literally standing still again and facing a recession. Oy. That's the problem. All right, that's a big oy. So listen, I was asked yesterday on the air, what should people do? And the problem is that if you've now gotten to this place, it's not easy to do anything. Because I'm going to tell you to save money?
Right.
No. So I don't think you should go sell your stocks out if you are lucky enough to own stocks. But, you know, these are the things that we've talked about for so long when we say you really need an emergency reserve fund and people sort of poo-poo it.
Yeah.
And yet, you never know when this is like the crazy event where you need a little extra money in your account. And so it's very difficult right now to give people counsel of like what they should do.
And we don't.
We just like it's an emergency.
It's funny because when you say emergency fund, I think all of us think of, oh, what if a loved one gets sick, or oh, what if I lose my job? We never think about.
We never
think about the bigger picture of, oh, the government can't pay the things that we need in our lives. Yes.
Or that, like, hey, you know, all of those things are real events. And, you know, when we have once these out-of-the-blue events, you're happy when you have a little extra savings. I'll tell you what was funny about this situation is that about 3 or 4 months ago, for some reason, a lot of military people listen to my podcast.
Good.
So I asked a guy yesterday, I'm like, why? He goes, because you're bossy and we know how to follow orders. Oh, I thought it was very funny.
I'm scared of you.
So we started getting a bunch of questions about what people should do. And it was, I remember one caller very specifically, and they were telling us, like, you know, well, what do we do if there's really a debt ceiling? I said, you know what I would do? Is I would pull back on my retirement plan contributions right now, and I'd stockpile some cash.
Okay.
And he was very reluctant. He's like, well, I should stop retirement. Well, just, you know, it's okay. It's just a few months. Mm-hmm. You're going to be happy when you have the cash. And if something doesn't happen, you can just restart the retirement contributions. You're talking about 3 months. All we're asking for is just a tiny bit of a moment where you put money aside.
Just a little bit of a pause.
A little bit, a little bit. But now we're here. It's kind of stinky. You know what you can do? Call your lawmaker and tell them to really, like, freak out on them. I want you to make a deal. I don't care. You know, you just yell and scream.
Okay.
Get all of your anxiety and take it out on them. It's great. And take it out on your drivers on the road.
Right. Yeah, take it out on your yes, exactly. Hey, I'm curious. Right? Your latest podcast, Prepping for Retirement in 4 Years, you may want to check that out on Jill's website, jillonmoney.com. That's one I'm going to sit and listen to later today. I was just pulling up your webpage.
You were thinking 4 years is the right amount of time for you?
Well,
is that why?
No, maybe. But it'll be 4 years or a little bit more than that. Not too much longer, right?
Who told you to have a baby when you were 100, man?
I know.
My wife was like,
who told you to do that?
It was one of those,
not,
like,
not the best decision on your part.
That was stupid.
Anyway, so look, I hope that the debt ceiling gets resolved.
Yes.
And if you have a chance this weekend, we're re-airing an interview that I conducted, I think it was in 2017, with Admiral William McRaven. And this is the guy who wrote that book, Make Your Bed. And he had given a speech at the University of Texas. He's really an interesting guy. And we do this every Memorial Day weekend now because we just love him.
Wow.
And I am very much aware of how many people are participating in the armed forces and how few of us actually think about that in day to day. So let's think about it. It's a good weekend to do it, okay?
Yeah,
not just hot dogs and hamburgers.
Exactly. All right. That's a deal, Jill. Thank you so much. Thanks for debt ceiling talk. That was fascinating.
Yay.
That's dedicated to my girl, Sandy.
I'm taking notes over here.
Check out Jill on CBS News. Also, JillOnMoney.com podcast. Great blog stuff. Great webinars. You can find all on her website. And got some couple of great books out there, too. So check them out. Jill Schlesinger, thanks so much. Love you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Do you want to see Sandy get awkward and uncomfortable? Sandy, what's the name of this song?
Come on. I'm a female dog. I'm a leather.
It's Pazano Sandy on 99 to Buzz.
You're so mean.
It's the Buzz in 80s weekend here. We're going to deep dive, like crazy, all weekend long, even Monday for Memorial Day here on 99 to Buzz. Sunny today, 67, 75 Saturday, 78 Sunday, 82 Monday, even warmer on Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Sunshine all, 0% of rain. It's going to be epic day, week, whatever, days to listen to the Buzz all weekend long. And coming up next, we got a very special friend, our monthly friend.
Yeah. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. How about that? Yep. A monthly friend we look forward to.
Yeah, believe it or not. All right. We'll be right back on the Buzz right after. We'll just a quick traffic news catch up. We'll be right back. Okay, you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Drums, please.
The unofficial kickoff of summer and the official kickoff of the weekend. 98.9 to Buzz. Also, the Buzz in 80s weekend. We're going to play, like, all the crazy 80s just all weekend long. Make sure you keep for it. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the Fresh Prince of Quickly's.
The cool slide
Brian Manji. Yeah, the Fresh Prince of Quick Leads.
That is now your name. Forget the grand poobah. You often refer to Brian as the monthly friend and all that good stuff. I think Fresh Prince of Quick Leads
yeah.
is
it. Good morning, Brian Manji. Right.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Happy summer, kind of, right? Happy weekend.
Oh, this is exciting. A big holiday weekend. I'm pumped.
Yeah, man. And we are saluting and remembering all of our fallen service members. And we're also celebrating with family and getting together and welcoming the warmer weather here. Okay, lots going on in the Quickly's world. First of all, I saw your face on the gas pump this morning while I was going to the Quickly's on Culver, where the old Lombox was. Thanks a lot. That's great.
Well, I can tell you that's probably not going to help sales. Wait a minute. Sorry. My face and gas at the same time? That
yes,
doesn't sound right.
It goes hand in hand. It does. God, so yeah, we're going to kick off the weekend in a second, but you got some big stuff that's going on, right? You've got a couple of openings?
We do. We have our Hamlin store, which we're hiring for right now. That'll open in a month or so.
Uh-huh.
Our Witten store, totally remodeled. That's still under construction. Geneseo is under reconstruction for
uh-huh.
a remodel.
Uh-huh.
And we have a travel center going up in Niagara Falls that is ginormous and full of good some good items and product that we're going to have there. So
just before we go over the bridge, we can stop into the Quickly's. Is it like near the right there?
You bet. Don't go over the bridge. Sounds dangerous.
Not over the bridge, but across the bridge. That's what
oh,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And I do want to remind everyone that Quickly's, because you guys are family owned local company, you really do support locals. So it's all local contractors you have coming in, right, to do these remodels and building these new locations.
Yeah, for the most part, it's all local contractors, local tradesmen, local staff, local delivery people, local pretty much as we can do.
Yeah,
and local products, too, which is also cool.
Local products, yep.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're looking for a gig, Quickly's is a great place to work, and you're hiring supervisors. Who are you hiring?
Actually, I am actually hiring a regional supervisor, which would work directly
Ooh.
With me.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
That'd be awesome.
We're hiring for full staff at, let's see, Geneseo needs assistance.
Uh-huh.
Hamlin needs an entire staff. So we definitely have some space.
Looking for a gig. What's the website? Where do we apply?
Quicklyscareers.com.
Well,
or if you just go to the Quickly site, you'll see employment opportunities.
Be able to do that there. Okay. Would you like to do the Quickly's Town Trivia now with us?
I haven't gotten one of these right yet, so sure. I start my holiday with a failure. So let's do that.
I know. Well, we are almost feeling guilty because every time somebody comes on and we, you know, do the Quickly's Town Trivia and Scotty comes up with the question, mm-hmm. we think it's going to be easy, and then it totally stumps them and humiliates them, and then they message us after like, I am completely embarrassed.
Okay, you got to take the wee out of it because I'm loving this.
It starts off with a train heading west at 40 miles an hour. And then heading east from Cleveland. I'm not answering.
Okay, here we go, Brian. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. All right. It was in 1865 that a prominent local druggist, Henry C. Wells, told his friends that while praising Civil War veterans, it'd be nice to remember the dead by placing flowers on their graves. And the next year, he mentioned the idea to General John B. Murray, who was an intensely patriotic Civil War hero. And they decided to put a celebration together called Memorial Day. What small village nestled between some Finger Lakes was the beginning, first place to ever hold Memorial Day?
Nestled between the Finger Lakes.
Uh-huh.
Geneva.
The answer is Waterloo!
That was next for me. It was Waterloo would have been about 30th on my thought. So
yes, Waterloo, New York. Okay, let's do this. We're gonna kick off the weekend.
Oh God. Okay.
It's fine.
Weekend Friday.
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 Get that done by Friday.
Weekend Warrior.
Get it done by Friday.
Living for the weekend.
Yeah, man.
All right. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you're going this weekend, because there are 30-plus locations of Quickly's, there is sure to be a Quickly's store right around the corner to help you out with an ice cold drink or local snack or whatever you need, last-minute items for your Memorial Day party.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, so you see, you notice Sandy's wearing her Bart Simpson t-shirt? Can you
see
that?
Do you like
that?
It? I got my track pants on, too, for the 80s. But I have a slit in the back now because they're too tight.
Excellent.
I won't turn around.
Yeah, I love it. So enjoy our 80s weekend. Brian Monchi, thank you, Quickly, for everything. It is now time to kick
off
the weekend.
Southside Johnny, one and only time. Let's kick it off.
Your guilty pleasure every morning. It's the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.